إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد Welcome all of you. And we continue tonight, inshallah ta'ala, on the same topic we started last week. Asharatu asbab lilwiqaya min as-sihr wal-ayn. 10 means that protect you from magic and evil eye, part number 2. Of our noble Sheikh, Dr. Abdurrazzaq al-Badr. حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات. Of course, the topic of is extremely important. A lot of people are suffering from sihr, from ayn, and many trials and tribulations. And keep in mind that as a we human being, and we live in this dunya, this is a place of tests and trials. This is a place. Anything can happen. But we understand, alhamdulillah, from the aqeedah that Allah has guided us to, that everything happened by Allah's leave and permission. And with knowledge, and that's why we have this topic here, inshallah, there are certain things we do, Allah, that will earn us the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Will be protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we have to follow certain means, inshaAllah ta'ala. These means will protect us, and those who are afflicted by these things here, whether the magic, the sihr, or the evil eye, inshaAllah they will follow these means as well, so they can, inshaAllah ta'ala, to recover from that. We stopped at the point where the Shaykh is talking about that his talk himself is based on the talk of Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim, what Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah has mentioned in his book Bada'i' al-Fawa'id. قال والإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله تحدث عن هذه المسألة التي اجتمعنا لمدارستها ومذاكرتها حديثا جامعا نافعا مفيدا للغاية في كتابه بدائع الفوائد. هنا. He says عندما تكلم عن معاني سورة الفلق قول الله سبحانه وتعالى قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. He said, Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, he spoke about this matter. He said that we are gathered tonight to discuss and to study together. And he mentioned it in a most beneficial and comprehensive way in his book, Bada'i' al-Fawa'id. When he was talking about the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Falaq. Say I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of the daybreak, the Al-Falaq, from the evil of what He has created, and from the evil of the darkening night as it comes with its darkness, or the moon as it sets or goes away, and from the evil of those who practice witchcraft when they blow in the knots, and from the evil of the envier when he envies. This is Surah Al-Falaq, by the way. قال فتكلم رحمه الله والضمير يعود على ابن القيم فتكلم رحمه الله في تفسيره وبيانه لهذه السورة العظيمة عن الحسد وعن السحر وعن العين وعن الإصابة بها. He says that Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he spoke in while he was giving the tafsir of this great surah, Surah Al-Falaq. He talks about the hasad, envy, والسحر, magic, والعين, the evil eye, and the afflictions with such things, and to be afflicted with such things. ثم تحدث بكلام نافع للغاية لا تكاد تجده في موضوع آخر عن الأسباب التي يفعلها من ابتلي بشيء من ذلك لكي يتخلص من هذا الابتلاء ولكي ينجو من هذا المصاب الذي ألم به. He says, and then he mentioned that Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahu ta'ala brought a very beneficial statement that you may not find it in any other place. You may not find that beneficial statement in any other place. He spoke and brought the means that anyone who is afflicted by any of these things, whether the envy, hasad, sihr, magic, evil eye, what are the means that a person should apply to get rid of this affliction? And so therefore, how to seek the cure from such afflictions that befall such a person. فذكر رحمه الله أسبابا عشرة عظيمة جدا يحتاج إليها من ابتلي بشيء من هذه الأمور السحر أو العين أو الحسد ليتخلص منها. So he says, so that Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه وتعالى, he mentioned 10 means, 10 great means, very great means that anyone who is afflicted by such things is in dire need to practice. Anyone who is afflicted by sihr, magic, the evil eye, or hasad, should practice and apply these 10 great means to get rid of such affliction. ثم قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق حفظه الله وأذكر أن أحد الإخوة من دولة أفريقية جاءني مرة يذكر لي حال ابنه وأنه من شهور ستة أصيب بشيء من هذه الأمور ويقول هو الآن طريح الفراش من شهور ستة مع أنه في شبابه. And then the Shaykh shared with us a story, a real story that happened to him. Because the Shaykh Abdul Razzaq, he resides in Medina. And by the way, he is the son of the great Shaykh Al-Muhaddith Al-Allama, Shaykh Abdul Muhsin. And they both of them, him and his father, still teach, alhamdulillah, in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Shaykh Abdul Razzaq still teach in the Islamic University of Al-Madina. So he says he remembered that one of the brothers from this country from Africa, he didn't mention the name, but he says a country from Africa, this person, he is a father actually, a father, because he's going to talk to him about his son. He said, this man who's from a country from Africa came to the Sheikh and he mentioned to him that his son, meaning the man from Africa's son, he was afflicted from like 6 months ago. Okay, from that time when he was talking to him and narrating to him this story, with such a thing, whether it's an evil eye or magic, or because when the people, they don't know exactly what happened, okay, but they know, they see the signs of, okay, and he said that he's been laid down on the bed 6 months, can move. Even they said his son is still young, very young. قال الشيخ فأحلته على كلامه العلامة ابن القيم وقلت أولا تدرس أنت كلام ابن القيم دراسة متأنية وتفهمه فهما جيدا وتستوعب الكلام ثم اتصل بابنك واشرحه له وترجمه له ووجهه لتطبيقه وسترى بإذن الله تبارك وتعالى أثرا طيبا. So what the Shaykh told him, he said to him, he says that I directed him to the statements of Al-Allama ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. And I said to him, first of all, you study those 10 means that Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned in his book, Bada'i al-Fawaid. He said, take your time, slowly, read it, understand it correctly, digest it, meaning observe it, and then, once you do this first step, then in the second step, call your son, explain to him, translate to him in your language, and advise him to apply these advices of Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. He said, you will see, inshallah, by Allah's leave, you will see a great impact. You will see, inshallah ta'ala, the great effect of this. قَالَ وَاتَّصَلَ بِي بَعْدَ أَيَّامِ الْقَلَائِلِ يُبَشِّرُنِي أَنَّ ابْنَهُ قَامَ وَذَهَبَ إِلَىٰ كَبِينَةِ الْهَاتِفِ وَاتَّصَلَ بِوَالِدِهِ يُخْبِرُ أَنَّهُ لَا يَشْعُرُ شَيْءٍ. He said, days after that, couple of days after, he says, a couple of days went by. He said, so he contacted me, the father, and informed him that, give me the good news that his son now is walking, alhamdulillah. And he went to the place where he can make a phone call. I said, Kabina. What is it? Telephone booth. They don't have them in here. But in other countries, they still have them, because you find somebody in a village somewhere, people, they don't have phones and stuff. What they do, somebody go there and set a telephone booth. Maybe used to be in America or a long time ago. Now you can even find those phones that they used to be, the street phones. You remember them?
Yes.
Huh?
Telephone.
Yes.
Booth. Huh?
We used to have telephone booths.
You used to?
Yes, right here in America.
Right here in America.
Yes.
You used to?
I used them myself personally.
Yes. Alhamdulillah. Very good. I'm happy for you. JazakAllah khair. Alhamdulillah. I used them too, but not here in America. All right? In New Jersey, maybe.
Alabama.
Okay. Alabama. Enough. Alright. So this, just to tell the people what is this, maybe our brother Abdul Rahman, our elder Hafidhullah, Mutahu Bisaha al Afiya, inshaAllah. But yes, these booths is like you find somebody, it's like a people, they go and rent a place and make it a restaurant, or make it, for example, a grocery store. No, they take that spot and put like 10, 15, 20, maybe 30, based on a person's business, boots. He has a phone in there. And you will get, there is a door and you shut it behind you for a little bit of privacy, because you don't get a lot of... And then what you do over there, you take coins and you make a phone call. Or other ones, they don't do coins. The person, he will give you the connection, and you call, and they have like those booths, number 1 until number 20, for example. He send you number 9, for example, so he know you're in 9, boom. So he knows that you're in 9, so he has a computer, and he will know how much minutes, and he automatically calculate, are you doing a long distance, or overseas distance, or local, then you finish, and then you go to pay. The man was like, okay, you got $19. $365. $300? Yeah, we're talking overseas for like 2 hours and a half. It's going to cost a lot. Anyway, I just want to share that with you. These booths, they're not, you can't find them anymore now because of the advanced technology. They may be still in some countries where, and some areas where the technology is not, you know, didn't reach like it should in other, or like it is in other areas. Anyway, so he said that his son went to those telephone booths and contacted his father and informed him that, mashallah, Allah cured him. Aina. قال ومثل هذا كثير والتوفيق بيد الله. He said, and the like of this is just an example. But there are many people, alhamdulillah, who adhere to these guidelines and follow these means, and Allah cured them. Okay, so you depend on Allah, but then you follow the means still. Okay, you don't depend on the means. Now, you do the means, but still the cure is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال هنا والحافظ هو الله سبحانه وتعالى and the one who protects and preserves you is Allah سبحانه وتعالى. قال والمسلم ينبغي عليه في كل حال من الأحوال أن يكون ملتجئا إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى محققا العبودية له في تلك الحال. He says the Muslim should be in all of his moments and any moment of his life, he should always turn with his heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Should establish the servitude for Allah. Because you're a servant of Allah, so you need to know what that means. A servant of Allah obeys Allah.
No.
You obey him, doesn't disobey him. He said you should be like that, you should be a true servant of Allah. قال وهكذا في كل حال من الأحوال تحقق العبودية التي تطلب منك في تلك الحال التجاء إلى الله وثقة به واعتمادا به فأنت في هذه الحياة عبد لله تبارك وتعالى ولكل أحوال من أحوالك عبودية. الشيخ says in this life you are a servant of Allah. أي نعم. You are a servant of Allah. Remind, as long as you are still in this life, you should always, never forget this reality. You are abd lillah. You are a servant of Allah. وَلِكُلِّ حَالٍ مِنْ أَحْوَالِكَ عُبُودِيَّةٍ. And you have to express this in all of the moments of your life. فِي حَالِ النَّعْمَةِ عُبُودِيَةِ الشُّكُرِ. Now, he says, when you are enjoying the blessings of Allah, some people, they grow arrogant. And that which Allah give them, wealth or strength or possessions, they grow arrogant. And they forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, la, you're a servant of Allah in times of ease and times of difficulty. When Allah bless you with things, what is the ubudiyah? Ash-shukr. You have to give thanks to Allah and say, Alhamdulillah, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
No.
This blessings, I'm healthy, other people are sick, I got money, other people are struggling, going through some hardship, I got children, other people are still asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for children, then I have to thank Allah. Got your PhD? Thank Allah. Some people, they like, oh, because he's skillful, or he's smarter than other people. Yeah, I'm smart, that's why. Because my family, this run in the family. Run in the family? Thank Allah, ya akhi. Say, Alhamdulillah, this is from Allah. Who gave you the intellect? Huh? Allah can take it away from you. Now you don't even know your name. Forget about the math and the physics and all the big problems. Now you can't even know who you are. Right or wrong? You don't even know if it's day or night. You don't make a difference between milk and... what is not milk? Ayna. So now you give thanks, he says, in times of blessings, when you are enjoying the blessings of Allah, this is this ni'mah of shukr. You give thanks to Allah. قَالَ وَفِي حَالِ الْمُصِيبَةِ عُبُودِيَةِ الصَّبْرِ. You're a servant of Allah. In the times of hardship, you're still a servant of Allah. So what do you do in the times of hardship and the times of afflictions? What do you do? What are you supposed to do? Be patient. Sabr. Be patient. Don't complain. Why me? From all of these people. Why not? You're a servant of Allah. We don't say, why me? No, say, Alhamdulillah.
No.
Alhamdulillah. I'm a servant of Allah. This is what Allah chose for me. I'm pleased with what Allah chose for me. Alhamdulillah. وَهَكَدَ فِي كُلِّ حَالٍ مِنَ الْأَحْوَالِ تُحَقِّقُ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ لِتُطْلَبُ مِنْكَ في تلك الحال التجاء إلى الله وثقة به واعتمادا عليه وتوكلا عليه تبارك وتعالى وقياما بطاعته سبحانه ودعاء متذللا وخضوعا ورجاء إلى غير ذلك من العبوديات العظيمة التي هي سمة المسلم وديدنه في كل أوقاته. After the Sheikh gave these two examples, that in the times of ease, things are going your way, mashallah, being blessed with so many blessings and ni'am from Allah, many bounties coming your way, ni'mat al-aman, people are afraid, being killed somewhere, can't go to sleep, but mashallah, you live in an area where there is security, there is peace, peace of mind. Some people, they don't know what they're going to eat the next day. MashaAllah, your fridge is, you don't even have space to put the groceries that you just get today. And subhanAllah, you see your children, MashaAllah, they're happy, they're healthy. Other people, they see their children dying in front of their eyes. They can't do nothing to them. There is no hospital where they're at. No doctors, nothing. They just see their children, mashallah, in pain in front of them. But you, mashallah, your children are healthy, they eat good, they have good clothing, they sleep on good mattress, mashallah, you have heat in the room, you have running hot water and all of these good things. So what does it mean? These are ni'am from Allah. Other people don't have this, man. Other people, they are in the street in the cold. They didn't take a shower for how many months. They don't know what to eat. So these are ni'am from Allah. We thank Allah for them and we teach our children to appreciate. Na'am, tell them, son, this is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially those children of ours, like, oh, I can't eat potatoes. Oh, now broccoli is bad. Tell them bad. Some people can't even find it on the trash. They go, trash can, look for broccoli, can't find it.
No.
Eat, son, broccoli is good for you. This is a ni'mah from Allah. There is some children, they don't have this.
No.
So we teach our children to appreciate the ni'mah and to respect the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, if some of the children are allergic to certain things, we don't tell them, hey, ni'mah of Allah, eat. No. They're not allergic. We explain to them, eat, this is good. Okay, son, this is good for you. This is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, in times of hardship, Allah is going to test you. Are you making your business was doing good for those who have business? Or your job, mashallah? But then maybe you go one day, they give you a little envelope. Thank you for this and this, but look, we're going to cut your hours. We cut your service. Or this. Or they may even say, look, we're closing in 2 weeks. Find another job. Now you couldn't find another job. Now your life's going to change for a while. What are you going to do? Stop coming to the masjid? Stop remembering Allah because you're going through some hardship? No, you're a servant of Allah. You're patient. You accept the qadr of Allah. And you do what you're going to do. But you still pray. You still remember Allah. You still be nice. You still be joyful. And don't ever forget the greater ni'mah, which is Islam, which is guidance, which is being upon the sunnah.
Amen.
So the Shaykh, he says, as a servant in this life, remember, man, this is what you hear in this life, to establish the ubudiyyah for Allah. But you have to be sure and certain what you're doing. Don't just follow the people, whatever people are doing, you do it with them. Now you have to have firm foot in this deen. You trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You depend upon Allah. You have that tawakkul. But along with this, you have to do your part as well. Oh, some people, they just want Allah to send this to them and protect them, but they're not doing their part, which consists of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huh? Being obedient to Him. Making dua. And while they're making dua, they should show the humility. They humble themselves. Somebody making dua, but they don't even know what he's saying. No, you have to humble yourself. Your heart has to humble. And you have to have hope. And you're making a dua, knowing that no one can answer that dua except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People are like making dua and then making a phone call. They have, they're more humble when they put in that text message together than when they were making dua. La ya akhwan, khalal. You have to humble yourself. You find a person when he stand in front of a human being and they humble themselves just to ask him, can you help me out? But in front of Allah, what is the humbleness? That's when you have to be humble. That's when we should show humility. When we stand in front of Allah, we don't show humility in front of the human being. No, you may, it's permissible. If you know someone that can help you, you go to them. But you go as a muwahid. As one of the salaf, a person came to him and asked for help. But that sheikh, he didn't have it. He told him, give me a day or two. So he went to another person. He knows he has, he's wealthy. But he went to him, look at the tawheed. He said to him, before I came and asked you, I already asked Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, I asked Allah. So if you assist me with what I'm coming for, it's only because Allah wants this to happen. It's a tawheed. It's not because of you. And it's good for you. Because you're doing a good thing. You're assisting someone in need. But if you do not assist in this matter, it's okay. Because Allah didn't want it to happen. You see how it is? Tawheed. Not like someone before, even he go and ask a brother for something, he already go with the attitude, nice attitude, right? You're a good brother, man. I know you for years. Mashallah. Then he's like, hey, can I get something or hold something? Right?
Yes.
And if that person give it to him, na'am? If that person give it to him, he's like, more, Allah. Whenever he see him, put his head down and, alright?
No.
But if he goes and with all of this, Hayyak Allah, ya akhi, you my good brother, and then he said, and then the man said, I can't help you. What happened now? Oh, you don't help me, huh? You don't help me now, huh? You don't know me. And he get attitude. No, ya akhwan. This is not the way it's supposed to be. The Shaykh, he says, a person as a servant of Allah, he has to, his heart has to be connected to his Lord, his Creator, not connected to the people.
I mean,
you go to the people and ask them, they give you, alhamdulillah, thank Allah. Mm-hmm. Then thank them.
No.
They says, no, say, jazakallah khairan, akhi, barakallah, and he's still your brother.
Alhamdulillah.
You don't have nothing in his heart because he couldn't give you, because the one who gives is Allah. Some people, you go ask them and give me, they say, Akhi, wallahi, I can't help right now. He don't, he, whenever he see him, A'udhu Billah, he think he's just a fake brother. Why is he fake? Because he couldn't give him. A'udhu Billah, this is not a good understanding, Yaqwan. That's still your brother. He give you or not, he's still your brother. Ayna. Al Ayin. He says, this is actually the quality of a Muslim. His heart is attached to his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He depends upon Allah totally. His heart is attached to his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's upon obedience. Ayna. قال وكما ذكرت ابن القيم رحمه الله ذكر في كتابه بدائع الفوائد أسبابا عشرة يحتاج إليها من ابتلي بشيء من هذه الأشياء ليتخلص منها بإذن الله تبارك وتعالى وعونه وتوفيقه وتسديده. And we still didn't get to number one yet. Now we're going to do inshallah ta'ala. The Shaykh says, as I mentioned, that Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned in his book Bada'i al-Fawa'id 10 means that anyone who is afflicted by what we mentioned is in dire need to apply. So that, inshallah ta'ala, Allah take them out of from distress, from pain. And this will happen only by Allah's tawfiq, and by Allah's aid and help. As-sababu al-awwal. Now we get to as-sababu al-awwal. As-sababu al-awwal min hadhihi al-asbab al-ashara. The first of these 10 means, طيب, التعوذ بالله تبارك وتعالى من الشر. والتحصن به واللجوء إليه كما قال تعالى قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. The first thing he said that you should seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all time from the evil. Alright, there is evil. We live in this life. There is good and there is evil. The same way there is tawheed and there is shirk. There is sunnah and there is bid'ah. There is haqq and there is batil. There is the right path and there is
wrong.
The many wrong paths. Naam, this is dunya. Likewise, he said you have to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from evil. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah tells us in Surah Al-Falaq that we have mentioned to you. Surah Al-Falaq. قَالْ وَاللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى سَمِيعٌ لِمَنِ اسْتَعَاذَ بِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears those who seek refuge with Him. When you say, أَعُوذُ بِكَ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ مِنَ الشُّرُورِ, Allah hears you, man. Allah hears you when you make that call. عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَسْتَعِيدُ مِنْهِ. And He has full knowledge of what you are seeking refuge. You're seeking refuge from something, Allah knows what it is. قَادِرٌ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah is able to do all things.
Amen.
Allahu Akbar. Look at this, Ikhwan. Now you say, أعوذ بالله من كذا وكذا. من السحر. أعوذ بالله من الشرك. I seek refuge with you, O Allah, from shirk. I seek refuge with you, O Allah, from sihr, magic, from evil eye, from this, from that, from fitan, from trials. Allah hears you. And Allah knows what you are seeking refuge with Him from. He knows that. And Allah is able to do all things.
Amen.
SubhanAllah. وَهُوَ وَحْدَهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى الْمُسْتَعَاذِ لَا يُسْتَعَاذُ بِأَحَدٍ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ وَلَا يُلْجَأُ إِلَى أَحَدٍ سِوَاهُ بَلْ هُوَ الَّذِي يُعِيدُ الْمُسْتَعِيذَ بِهِ. هُوَ الَّذِي يُعِيدُ الْمُسْتَعِيذِينَ بِهِ وَيَعْصِمُهُمْ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا اسْتَعَاذُوا مِنْ شَرِّهِ. So keep in mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's alone to be sought refuge with Him from the evil. Alone. You cannot go and seek refuge from certain evil from somebody else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Amen.
No one from the creation deserves this. You don't turn with your heart to anyone besides Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He alone answers these supplications. He alone grant this refuge of those who seek refuge with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the evil that they sought refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال فالسبب الأول الاستعاذة. So the first of this means is الاستعاذة with the ذال. That's الاستعانة. With the noon, al-isti'adha, meaning when you say, a'udhu billah, min kada wa kada, I seek refuge with Allah from such and such. Wama hiya al-isti'adha? Qala al-isti'adha tu haqiqatuha, iltija'un ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa'tisamun bihi. Haqiqatuha firarun min shay'in takhafuhu wa takhshahu, إلى من يحميك منه ويقيك منه. والواقي هو الله والحافظ هو الله والمستعاذ به هو الله تبارك وتعالى. He says the reality of isti'adha is not just a statement saying أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Now you need to know what he means. Anybody can say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, أعوذ بالله من الفتن, أعوذ بالله من السحر. But you need to know what it means.
I mean,
it means that you're depending upon Allah.
Right.
You're turning completely to Allah.
No.
believing that none can help you and take you out of this and protect you from such trials and evil? No one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Its reality is that you are fleeing and running away from something that you're afraid of. Okay? Something frightening, and you're running who? You're running where? To the one who will shelter you and protect you from that which you fear. And who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Amen.
Who protects? Allah. Who preserves? Allah. Who grants this refuge? Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Amen.
قال بل إن الاستعاذة عبودية لا تصرف إلا لله تبارك وتعالى. Says rather, الاستعاذة is an act of worship. Is an act of worship. That's why you will find in Talatat al-Usul, Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, رحمه وتعالى, he mentioned, وَأَنْوَاعُ الْعِبَادَةِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, he mentioned from الْإِسْتِعَاذَةِ, التَّوَكُّلُ وَالرَّهْبَةُ وَالرَّغْبَةُ وَالْخَوْفُ وَالْإِسْتِعَاذَةُ وَالْإِسْتِعَاذَةُ وَالذَّبْحُ وَكَذَا, he mentioned, إِسْتِعَاذَة is an act of worship.
Amen.
And therefore, the same rule applies on it.
No.
It should not, by no means, be devoted for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Amen.
Because all acts of worship has to be performed for Allah. This is Tawheed. ولهذا كل ابتلاء يبتلى به الإنسان يستعيذ بالله. For this reason, whenever you're afflicted in any way, you should run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Run from what you've been afflicted with? Run where?
To Allah.
To Allah. People go to magicians, وليعذ بالله.
I mean.
People, they go to dead people in some graves.
No.
Oh, help them. Oh, no. They... No. You run to Allah.
No.
The believer, because he's upon Tawheed.
No.
His heart is filled with love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first thing come to him. Allah. Whenever he's tested, afflicted, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People tell him, oh, I'm going to take you to somebody. So take me to somebody.
I mean.
I'm going to turn to my Lord, man. Nobody can help me with this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because in his hands, maqalidu samawati wal ard. To him belongs the keys of the heavens and the earth. Now you want to take me to some human being just like me?
Yes.
Himself, he returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. That's the tawheed, ya akhwan. And the Shaykh, he mentioned the ayah, the ayah in Surah Ali Imran. A part of the ayah 101. وَمَنْ يَعْتَصِمْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ وَمَنْ يَعْتَصِمْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And whoever holds firmly to Allah, meaning by following Allah's religion, by adhering to the deen of Allah, by obeying Allah and obeying His orders and obeying His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, then that person is indeed guided to the right path. By Allah. Allah guides such a person. Because they follow the means. They're not guided because they're white or they're black or they're Arabs or non-Arabs. Or they hear from this country or the other. No, because they follow these means. They act upon the deen of Allah. Huh? 101. ويقول جل وعلا أيضا في سورة الأعراف, سورة الأعراف verse 200. Who knows what that 200? Huh? And you get a gift. You know what's the gift? You will get the opportunity to say the ayah that come after it. InshaAllah. Allahu Akbar. على أيين. I start the ayah. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَامْ عُكَاشَ نَامْ مُحَمَّدْ جَانِي وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغُن Yes, I'm reviewing, ya akhwan. Abdullahi, remember? وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ أحسنت فاستعيذ بالله أحسنت إنه سميع عليم. هذا هو ها؟ إنه سميع عليم. أي نعم. وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه سميع عليم. سورة الأعراف is a part of the ayah 200. And if an evil whisper comes to you from shaitan, then seek refuge with Allah. Allahu Akbar. Anything if shaitan whispers to you anything that is not right, first thing, seek refuge. A'udhu billah. But you have to be truthful. Don't say a'udhu billah and you're still planning to do it. He says a'udhu billah. We have to be, he has to come from your heart, not just from the lips, like they say. No, I gotta have to come from the heart first, inshallah ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
نعم. So that was the ayah in Surah Al-A'raf. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. والآيات في سورة المؤمنون. سورة المؤمنون. What is the ayah? What would be in Surah Al-Mu'minun that talks about the shaitan and his whisper and the like? وقل ربي أعوذ بك نعم محمد وقل ربي أعوذ بك
وقل ربي أعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين وأعوذ بك من الغاوي
وأعوذ بك ربي
وأعوذ بك ربي أن يحضرك.
أحسنت عكاشة. نعم هو كذلك. You did good, Muhammad. Jazakallah khair. He mentioned the ayat 97, أي نعم, and 98 of Surah Al-Mu'minun. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينِ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَنْ يَحْضُرُونَ. And say, my Lord, I seek refuge with you from the whispering suggestions of the shayateen, devils, plural. And I seek refuge with you, my Lord, lest they should come near me. Aina. قال والله جل وعلا لا يخيب عبدا إذا صدق في استعاذته وصدق في التجائه وصدق في اعتصامه بالله تبارك وتعالى. says والله جل وعلا لا يخيب عبدا أي لا يرده خائبا لا يرد طلبه. He says and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not turn down a servant who was truthful when he was seeking refuge with Allah, not just moving your lips and your tongue. Allah does not turn down anyone from his servants who, when they were seeking refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were truthful. When they turned to Allah, they were truthful in that. They were truthful in their turning to Allah and in asking refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فإن الله عز وجل يكون في كفايته وعونه وحفظه وتوفيقه. When a person is truthful, when a servant is truthful with Allah, صادق مع الله, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for him. Will assist him, will aid him, preserve him, protect him, and grant him success. Ayna. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that sidq.
Ameen.
Not just, oh, Muslim, Salafi, Alhamdulillah, upon Sunnah. Now I have to be truthful, ya Akhwan. And this is a manzila azima. This is a great manzila that we should all strive. It may take a time for many of us to do this, to achieve it, to be from the Siddiqeen, to be from the truthful. Because Allah is pleased with them. Allah and من الذين أنعم عليهم من الأنبياء والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. We ask Allah in every rak'ah. In the salat, we ask Allah in Surah Al-Fatiha. We ask Allah in every rak'ah to put us on the path of those that He has conferred upon them His blessings.
Amen.
From who? The prophets and the truthful.
No.
The martyrs and the righteous.
No.
So we have to be truthful, and we ask Allah to make us from them. We'll continue next time, inshallah. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.